Praise the Lord with all my soul and all that's within me. Praise his holy name. Praise the Lord with all my soul and not to forget all his benefits. On behalf of Burns Church, I welcome you to our worship service. As you may all know, I'm not Peter. I am Antonio Tolutau, the shepherd for the Tongans Fellowship. If you ever feel that you are lost, a sheep, don't exit the sanctuary. You are at the right place. And that is our theme of my sermon, is the pathos of the crowd. And I want to thank you. I was glad when they say, let us go to the house of the Lord. And I want to thank you. Some people are lazy for doing this, greeting each other. The pastor says, stand up and wave. Some people are just sitting down. It is now time for you. If you are able to stand up and wave to someone, they are close enough, shake their hand and get ready for the call to worship.
Thank you. Thank you.
Please remain standing as we join in this morning's call to worship as printed in your bulletin, or you can follow along on the PowerPoint screen hanging on the wall behind me. Brothers and sisters, join me in worship of our Lord. Holy, holy, holy are you, Almighty God. Lord God, see your people here before you. We come as men and women, brothers and sisters, and always as your children. Lord, hear our songs, hear our prayers.
Join us, inspire us, encourage us, guide us, send us, Lord.
Please remain standing as we join in this morning's opening hymn, number 178. Gift from highest heaven, Seated. This morning's first scripture lesson is taken from the book 2 Samuel, chapter 7, verses 1 through 14a, which can be found on your pew Bible on pages 268 and 269. 2 Samuel, chapter 7, verses 1 through 14. Listen for the word of the Lord. Now, when the king was settled in his house, and the Lord had given him rest for all his enemies around him, the king said to the prophet Nathan, "See now, I am living in a house of cedar, but the ark of God stays in a tent." Nathan said to the king, "Go do all that you have in mind, for the Lord is with you." But that same night, the word of the Lord came to Nathan, "Go and tell my servant David, thus says the Lord, are you the one to build me a house to live in? I have not lived in a house since the day I brought up the people from Israel from Egypt to this day, but I have been moving about in a tent and a tabernacle. Wherever I have moved about among all the people of Israel, did I ever speak a word with any of the tribal leaders of Israel whom I commanded to shepherd my people Israel, saying, 'Why have you not built me a house of cedar?' Now therefore, thus you shall say to my servant David, 'Thus says the Lord of hosts, I took you from the pasture, from following the sheep to be prince over my people Israel. And I have been with you wherever you went, and have cut off all your enemies from before you. And I will make for you a great name like the name of the great ones of the earth. And I will appoint a place for my people Israel, and will plant them so that they may live in their own place and be disturbed no more. And evildoers shall afflict them no more as formerly, from the time that I appointed judges over my people Israel, and I will give you rest from all your enemies. Moreover, the Lord declares to you that the Lord will make you a house. When your days are fulfilled, you lie down with your ancestors. I will raise up your offspring after you, who shall come forth from your body, and I will establish his kingdom. He shall build a house for my name, and I will establish the throne of his kingdom forever. I will be a father to him, and he shall be a son to me." The word of the Lord.
Amen. It is now time for sharing prayers of concern and celebration. Let's go first with any concern inside the house of the Lord. Do we have any? Oh, the Lord is so good among us. Any celebration?
Renee.
What a beautiful morning. Woo.
Thank you, Renee.
We have one here.
Oh, that kid up at the front. Whoops. So I can go through here.
Oh, that young lady there.
Today is my birthday.
How old are you?
4 in July.
Four.
She is 4. Do we have any more celebration? And if not, can go ahead with the unison prayer. It's on your bulletin, and if not, here at the screen at the front. Bless the whole world today, O God. Amen. Silent prayer and meditation. I will pray in Tongan and then in English right after. E o tua mafi mafi, fonu I he ofa. O kuta ngata e a Fiona, neongo e feriuri waki a mama koeni, ka o kutumau e a Fiona, I o ofa he tangata koe me angahara. Koho o whae o maungo mo ilopau o mau mau lutai ho maungai whamiri. Aisi asi, pe aku tāu ke mau whakamālo ki ho Afiona. Mālo ho mau taimi, ke mau omi o lotu atu ki he Afiona. Mālo ho mau wholofola, ke whae aki ho mau wakone kina. Maloho mau kakai, ke mau feo, o mau feinasi aki, ke mau lataheni. O mau whawhetai atu e otua, ko hui ko ea o mau manawa aki. He ilo e tolonga e mau mo ui, ke mau whai ae finangalo oe Afiona. Whamore more e maungahi angahala, mo e maungahi tonou nou kotoa pē, I he rea, mo e ngā ue. Ka ke alo ofa mai, ke mau mo ui tāu, pa ke mau kei hoko ko ho whānau. Ho mai ai Afiona pia mau mo ui ai, me he ngāhi mahaki ia whakasino, mo e ngāhi whaingataa whakaata mai io,
Moi vai vai fakalau marie. Na faiange faiange. Te mau mo ui o fie fia. Pe langi langi ia ai afion. Almighty God, full of love. From everlasting you are in a world which is constantly changing. You never change. In loving your people. And that is where we find the strength and protection among the church family. And we thank you, O Lord. We thank you for giving us time to come this very day and worship you. Thank you for your scripture, which is a tool spoken to us to be better people. Thank you for the people that we commune and fellowship, whereas we find peace in our midst. Thank you for the air that we breathe, enabling us to do your will. Forgive us our sins and our shortcomings in deeds and when we speak. Be merciful to us so we find ourselves still be known your children. Breathe into us so we may recover from sickness and other difficulties spiritually, mentally, and physically, and to find ourselves praising your holy name and to glorify your Son, Jesus Christ, who teaches us when we pray, we say, Our Father. I'd like to ask for your apology. We have a little change in our bulletin today. An action song from the Tongan Sunday School kids. Are you ready? Yes, here they are. Thank you. They look beautiful like their pastor.
Good morning, everyone. The action song that they're going to do today is in Tongan, but it means, you know, God's love for each of us is endless. And no matter how much we want to run away from him, he is there for you. So enjoy this song. It is called Deu Hola.
Thank you. And there is a hope for the people of Burns Church. Whatever you say, wherever you may be, and whatever action you may have doing, let it all be to praise his name and to glorify our Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you for the Sunday school kids.
would ask that you please rise as we join in this morning's gospel reading, which is taken from the gospel according to Mark, chapter 6, verses 30 through 34, and then skipping to verses 53 to 56. Mark chapter 6, verses 30 to 34 and 53 to 56 can be found in your pew Bible on pages 38 and page 39. Listen for the word of the Lord. The apostles gathered around Jesus and told him all they had done and taught. He said to them, "Come away to a deserted place all by yourselves and rest a while." For many were coming and going, and they had no leisure even to eat. And they went away in the boat to a deserted place by themselves. Now many saw them going and recognized them, and they hurried there on foot from all the towns had arrived ahead of them. As he went ashore, he saw a great crowd, and he had compassion for them, because they were like sheep without a shepherd. And he began to teach them many things. Verse 53. When they had crossed over, they came to the land at Gennesaret and moored the boat. When they got out of the boat, people at once recognized him and rushed about that whole region and began to bring the sick on mats to wherever they heard he was. And wherever he went, into villages or cities or farms, they laid the sick in the marketplaces and begged him that they might touch even the fringe of his cloak, and all who touched it were healed. The word of the Lord. Please remain standing as we join in our VBS video hymn, "We Are God's People." And I invite all the children of all ages forward to participate in our VBS video.
Speak.
There's a reminder there, we are God's people. And let us shout. To tell the world that our God that we are worshiping, He is a living God. Can we give them another round of applause, please? There's a story about this 10-year-old boy. On his way to school every morning, he was called by a barber to his shop. And he offered him $1 on his left hand and 2 quarters on the right hand. And he asked the boy, "Take your pick." And almost every morning he takes the 2 quarters. This particular morning, the barbershop has a customer. And the owner of the barbershop turned to the customer, "Look, here comes a boy, he is dumb like a doorknob." And as he enters, the barbershop owner show him the money, 2 quarters and $1. And like as before, he takes the 2 quarters. And the barbershop owner turned to the customer, "See, didn't I tell you? He is as dumb as a doorknob." The boy left, and the man and the customer ends his business with the barbershop owner, and he walked out and saw this boy, the 10-year-old boy, in an ice cream shop right across the street. To satisfy his curiosity, he rushed to that boy and asked him, "Why do you always take the 2 quarters instead of the dollar bill?" "Move closer, I'll tell you. You know what? If I take the dollar bill, that is the end of the game. Just like you. You know well that why you are coming to church. There's a place already prepared for you. And you, that's why you're here, you know how to get there. Mansions. Ready for us all. Let us pray. Tohi fo hange hahau. Kihomau atamai. O ngauhi ke kere kere tau. I funga makat. Yehua fahau alo. Ko sisu kalaisi. Ka koho maufa mo ui. Amen. To any of you who will have a chance to talk to our pastor while he is on vacation, tell him this thank you for giving me an opportunity to preach on his behalf. At the beginning of this chapter, Mark's chapter 6, Jesus was teaching, Jesus was preaching, and Jesus was healing at his own country. His own people rejected him. They questioned his authority, the power. And so Jesus sent up his disciples two by two after giving them power over the wicked spirits. So they take over what he was doing, preaching, teaching, and healing. But today's reading, the disciples came back from their mission and reported to Jesus whatever they did. The demanding crowds were so insistent that they had no time even to eat. So Jesus told them to come away with him to a lonely place on the other side of the lake so that they might have some peace, have some rest for a little time. Church, here we see what we might call the rhythm of the Christian life. For the Christian life is the continuous going into the presence of God from the presence of men, and the coming out into the presence of men from the presence of God. It is like the rhythm of sleep and work. We cannot work unless we have our time of rest, and sleep will not come unless we have worked until we are tired. And there are two dangers in life. First, there is the danger of a too constant activity. As humans are not made to go on and on and on. We need rest, and no man can work without rest. And no man can live the Christian life unless he give himself time with God. It may be well that the whole trouble in our lives is that we give God no opportunity to speak to us. You know, just because we do not know how to be still and be listening. We give God no time to recharge us with spiritual energy and strength. You know, just because there is no time when we wait upon him. How can we shoulder life's burdens if we have no contact with him who is the Lord of all good life? And how can we do God's work unless in God's strength? And how can we receive that strength unless we seek in quietness and loneliness in the presence of God? And secondly, there is a danger of too much withdrawal. Too much withdrawal. Devotion that does not issue in action is not real devotion. and prayer that does not issue in work is not real prayer. We must never seek the fellowship of God to avoid the fellowship of men, but to fit ourselves for it. The rhythm of the Christian life is the alternate meeting with God in the secret place and serving men in the marketplace. But the rest Jesus sought for himself and for his disciples what not to be. The crowd saw Jesus and his men going away. And at this particular place, it was 4 miles across the lake by boat and 10 miles on top of the lake on foot. On a windless day or with a contrary wind, a boat might take some time to make the passage. An energetic person could walk around the top of the lake and be there before the boat arrived. And that is exactly what happened. And when Jesus and his men stepped out of the boat, the very crowd from which they had sought some little peace was there waiting for them. Any ordinary man would have been intensely annoyed, like me, like you. The rest Jesus so much desired and which he had so well earned was denied to him. His privacy was invaded. Any ordinary man would have resented it all. But Jesus was moved with pity at the pathos of the crowd. He looked at them. They were so desperately in earnest. They wanted so much what he alone could give them. To him, they were like sheep who had no shepherd. What did Jesus mean? They are people with no shepherd. First, a sheep without the shepherd cannot find the way. A sheep without the shepherd cannot find the way. Living or left to ourselves, we get all lost in our lives. The shepherd leads the sheep follow. Principal Cairn spoke of people who feel like lost children out in the rain. Life can be so bewildering. We can stand at some crossroads of life and not know what way to take. Yehimi amoritoni ogwarea koeni, hongoful hokwala, petete fo ife. Church, it's only when Jesus leads that we can find the way. Jesus leads, that's when we find the way. And there's a call here this morning, we're supposed to follow. Secondly, a sheep without a shepherd cannot find its pasture and its food. Psalm 23 says, He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside still waters. In this life, we are bound to seek for sustenance for life, because we need the strength which can keep us going. We need the inspiration which can lift us up out of ourselves and above ourselves. When we seek elsewhere, our minds are still unsatisfied, our hearts are still restless, our souls are still unfed. We can only gain strength for life from Him who is the living bread. You can wake up, I'm into my last point. Lastly, a sheep without the shepherd has no defense against the danger which threatens it. It can defend itself from neither from the robbers or the wild beasts. If life has taught us one thing, it must be that we cannot leave it alone. No man can defend himself from the temptations which assail him and from the evil of the world which attacks him. No one. Only in the company of Jesus we can walk in the world and keep our garments unspotted from the world. Church, without Him, we are defenseless. And with Him, we are safe. Do you wonder sometimes that you are lost even though things are going well? Do you ever think of a God being moved by your blight? Do you ever think of a God longing to give you rest, to give you guidance, and to give you protection? Amen.
Please rise as we join in our closing hymn, On Eagle's Wings, number 143 in your hymnal, and we will sing it through twice, two times through, please. And God will raise you up. Shine like the sun.
Come unto me. All ye that are labor and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am weak, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest upon your souls. For our benediction. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you his peace. And the Lord's people say, amen. Reach out and touch someone.
People said amen.
I would invite Pastor Neer to greet the people on their way out in the back, and thank you for coming.